The first meeting of the Rio del City Council in 2024 was held on January 2nd with a full agenda, including the first reading of the new Rental Inspection Program Ordinance and an update on the Eel River Trail project. But first, a member of the public had asked the city about Gladys the Wild Turkey, who had taken up residence around City Hall. They were concerned because Gladys had disappeared from the area. The city said that a private citizen has rehomed Gladys after she has become more aggressive and chased people down Wildwood Avenue. The $2.4 million grant-funded Eel River Trail project to connect Edwards Drive with Davis Street by way of an ADA-accessible trail following along the river will need to be split into two phases due to the budget. That was the recommendation of GHD, which is the city engineering firm. The original project plan used some of the city right-of-way. However, when planning got underway, they discovered that the city's right-of-way was actually in the Eel River itself. So the trailway needed to be adjusted from the original plan, which then created an issue on the Davis Street side. The area is too steep for ADA requirements, so construction will need to be more extensive than originally thought. The City Council received a full presentation on the project and then approved the recommendation to split this into two phases due to the increased cost. The first phase will bring the trail from the end of Edwards Drive along the Eel River to Davis Street, but it won't fully connect. Gravel will be there, but it's not ADA accessible. That phase will consume the entire grant amount. The second phase, to build a fully ADA accessible trailhead at Davis Street, will need to find some new money in order to get done. The city will be looking for future grant opportunities, but with the state and federal budgets, this may take a while. The council also voted unanimously to use $40,000 in American Rescue Plan Act, or ARPA dollars, to supplement grant funds that are about to expire to build a dog park on Ireland. The minimum bid of the scaled-down project came in higher than the grant amount due to increased costs. The project is continuing to move forward. Substandard housing in Rio Del, particularly rental housing, was clearly identified as an issue by the December 20th and January 1st major earthquakes. As a result, the city is revisiting a proposal to create a rental housing inspection program that was originally attempted in 2011. That proposal received a lot of pushback by property owners as being unnecessary, and the idea was dropped. During the earthquake aftermath, when all of the buildings were being inspected to identify the extent of the damage, numerous state inspectors flooded into the area to assist with the efforts. They identified a significant number of substandard units. And also, Habitat for Humanity out of Yuba County, who is working with local residents on disaster recovery, have also expressed concerns to the city about the substandard living units in the city. The city has approximately 640 rental units. The Rio Del Fire District has responsibility to inspect multifamily housing larger than 3 units, so that's about 152 units in all. There are approximately 25 mobile home rentals that are overseen by the State Department of Housing and Community Development. The remaining roughly 465 units would therefore be subject to the new proposed ordinance. The property owner or manager would be required to register with the city, pay an annual fee, and either self-certify the state of their units or have the city inspect it. Tenants would be required to sign off on the property owner's self-certification form. The city intends to inspect units every 3 years, and there is an inspection fee and a self-certification fee. And inspections would be done by the city building inspector and the community services officer. Inspections would begin in 2025, and they would also include compliance with other city ordinances as well, according to the presentation by City Building Inspector Kevin Caldwell.
The exterior address number is clearly visible from the street. Roof components shall be in good shape, not damaged or missing shingles. Exterior property shall be clean, safe, and sanitary. Property shall be maintained free from excess plant growth. We actually have a weed ordinance on the books right now, as does the International Property Maintenance Code. Inoperable or unregistered vehicles must be stored out of the front yard or exterior. On top of that, our regulations require they be stored on an all-weather surface, whether it be gravel or concrete. Stairways, decks, porches, balconies should be in good condition, free from visible structural defects and trip or fall hazards. Exterior sidewalks and driveways must remain clear at all times and in a safe and sanitary condition. Luminaries, which are lights, and receptacles, shall be protected from water exposure. Doors and hardware in good condition, locks shall tightly secure the door. Deadbolts are required on entry and exit doors. That's actually part of the building code requirement. Windows shall be free from leaks or cracks, screens present and damaged. Windows shall be easily openable and held in position by hardware, as opposed by a stick locking the window. And that's so that people, in case there's an emergency, they can get out of there quickly. Exterior walls shall be free from holes, breaks, loose, or rotting materials. And then basically the exterior shall be kept free from rodents and infestations. Accessory structure shall be maintained, structure sound and in good repair. And then of course there's swimming pool regulations as well. Again, all these regulations are currently on the books, and we're just checking to make sure they're compliant with current regulations. As far as the interior, interior shall be maintained in good and clean and sanitary condition. Again, stairs and walking surfaces shall be maintained. Handrails and guardrails should be in place and maintained as well. Property shall be clear of all infestations. Water supplies shall be installed, maintained, and capable of supplying all fixtures. Plumbing fixtures shall be properly installed and maintained in good working order. Water heating facilities shall be properly installed with approved relief valves, earthquake straps, and capable of providing hot water to every fixture. And the minimum hot water requirement in the building code is 110 degrees. Plumbing fixtures shall be properly installed and maintained in good working order. Heating facilities must be able to maintain a temperature of 65 degrees, 3 feet off the ground in all habitable rooms. You cannot have portable temporary heaters that are plugged into the walls. So you have to have a forced air unit, a mini split, a wall heater, something to that effect.
Board of Supervisors member Michelle Bushnell, as well as another member of the public, both spoke as local rental property owners who were concerned about the ordinance. Council member Robert Orr was concerned about the city taking on responsibility for the property owners who should be inspecting their own rentals. After a discussion, the council voted 3-1 to approve the first reading, with council member Orr dissenting and council member Julie Woodall absent. Details of the proposed ordinance are in the agenda packet for this meeting, which is available online at theriodeltimes.com, as well as video from the council meeting. The rental inspection program ordinance is planned to return at the next Rio Del City Council meeting for its second reading and final approval. The next meeting of the Rio Del City Council will be Tuesday, January 16th at 6 p.m. in City Hall. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.